Hammering Hill Dog and dissing Donald Trump. Can Gary Johnson bring the pain to the GOP and the Democratic frontrunners? Can he even get into the debates? If he can, he'll make history for the Libertarian Party and the Libertarian movement in general. Today's show, I'll be discussing the things Gary needs to work on before he takes on Trump or Hillary. Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Austin Peterson, and today is a very special live stream that we will be also uploading to the Freedom Report podcast. I am the editor-in-chief of thelibertarianrepublic.com and the owner of Liberty Viral, edited by the lovely Liberty Laura. So don't forget to follow us both on Facebook and help us spread the message by sharing this live stream today, right now, with your friends. And before we get started today, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Have you guys heard about the Stonegate Institute? The Stonegate Institute is my new nonprofit institution that's dedicated to helping libertarians get elected, training libertarians on media and grassroots activism, and dedicated to helping fund those grassroots candidates who are running in their primaries, no matter what party they may be. We are a nonpartisan institute, and really what we're caring about is the principles of liberty themselves. So we'll be educating and activating people all across the country. If you'd like to find out more, if you'd like to donate, we could really use your help. This month we're having a promotion, and if you go to thestonegateinstitute.org, you guys can be entered to win a copy of our first president's flintlock pistol. Now, I know what some of you all are thinking if you're the insider busybodies. Is this the gun that was thrown away in the trash, the garbage gun? Well, yes, it actually is. But unfortunately, you will not get to win this piece of libertarian history. But we do have another copy. We do have another copy of George Washington's flintlock pistol. Actually, two of them that we will be giving away. If you donate at least $20 to $25, to our giveaway, then you'll be entered to win. So go to stonegateinstitute.org. That's S-T-O-N-E-G-A-I-T, gate, like the gate of a horse, not like an open and shut gate, G-A-I-T. Go to stonegateinstitute.org and make a donation, and you could be entered to win a replica of a replica pistol. But it goes to a good cause, so thanks very much. All right, so let's talk about the six things that Governor Gary Johnson needs to know before he debates Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. The number one question is religious liberty. Now, some of you all probably heard his interview this morning on the Glenn Beck Show, which we were all really excited to see that he was going to go ahead and go on, because there was a big question of whether or not Gary was actually going to go on Glenn Beck's show. He did go on this morning, and some people were upset about his answers to religious liberty, but one of the things that Gary brought up was, Glenn asked Gary the question of, do you think that churches should be required to perform wedding ceremonies for gay couples, right? And Gary answered unequivocally and happily, no, that Christians should not be forced to marry gay couples, right? So where does the whole gay cake issue come in, and what does this mean for Gary in the debates? Well, the problem is, of course, is that when Gary and I were debating on Fox Business, Gary, when I threw out the sort of the old canard or the old chestnut, whether or not a Jew should be forced to bake a cake for Nazi, Gary said yes. And I think that he probably misfired on that one. He misspoke, because that position is technically more authoritarian than the Democratic Party takes on this issue, which is, it's all a question about civil rights, right? If something is offered for sale, should it be required to be offered to everyone, right? And Governor Johnson has kind of taken a mushy middle position on this one, that if you serve cake, then yes, you have to sell the cake, but you don't have to decorate the cake, right? So if a Nazi comes into the Jewish bakery and says, essentially this is what he's saying, if the Nazi comes into the Jewish bakery and says, bake me the cake, Jew, and the Jew can say, well, here's the cake, but decorate yourself, Nazi. That's kind of Gary Johnson's world, right? And how he justifies this is by saying that in order for us to change that kind of a provision, because he thinks that that is the law now. Here's the hint, Gary, it's not the law right now. It's not the law. But he says that we would need new legislation in order to change that. That's not the case. So in order for Gary to win on this issue, I think that the pivot to freedom of association by saying that, you know, you shouldn't be forced to perform a gay ceremony, for churches should not be required to participate in this, then I think that he's going to come off a lot better. So if in the debates, if he makes it into debates, which he needs 15% to be able to get into the debates, I think he's polling at around 8% right now. It's going to be a little bit of a stretch. But if he gets into the debates and the question over religious liberty comes up, if he simply comes out and states explicitly that I would never sign a bill that would make it so that churches would be required to perform gay wedding ceremonies for gay couples, then I think that he's going to sound a lot better. Now, there might be some leftists, some liberals that are going to go, oh my gosh, we know we have to force Christians to perform our wedding ceremonies now. I'm sure there are some authoritarian statist buttheads on the left that do want to do that, right? That do want to force Christians to marry gay couples. These are the type of like people who despise religion so much that they want to intrude upon people's religious faith. They want to stamp out religion in this country, and they want to use the government in essence to force association. And of course, the libertarian disagrees with this, and I think that if Governor Johnson makes a clear distinction on that and stands up for religious liberty in that way, he's going to come off a lot better. And certainly in that Glenn Beck interview, he did come off better. I think better, marginally better. So stick to it, Gary. The number two thing that Governor Gary Johnson is going to have to work on, and this might be a question that they ask in the debate. It's a fairly common question. It's the kind of thing that libertarians get all the time, and it's one that actually I've seen Gary evolve on, is the question of what is a libertarian, right? So let's say that Gary's right in the middle between Trump and Hillary, and they go to Governor Gary Johnson, and they say, Governor, what is a libertarian, right? The whole world is watching right now. Then his response to that is going to be a big deal. And how he answers that question is going to matter. And originally, Governor Gary Johnson is like, well, government's job is to protect us from people, places, persons, things. You know, where's Waldo? Kind of an answer that was just very murky. But I would highly encourage him to steal my statement, and not just because it's mine, but because it's so very quick and succinct. But a libertarian is someone who is fiscally conservative, or perhaps say fiscally responsible, right? And if you don't want to use the word conservative, you could say a libertarian is someone who is fiscally responsible and socially whatever you want, provided you don't harm anyone else, right? As long as it doesn't spook the cows, it should be fine, right? So the question of what a libertarian is should be quick, succinct, simple, and give people a good idea of what we're talking about with a little bit of humor, right? Socially, whatever you like, provided you don't harm anyone else. This includes LGBTQ, this includes trans, this includes, you know, black, white, gay, Muslim, Christian. Anyone can be a libertarian. As long as you can have whatever beliefs you want. You can be a Scientologist. You can be, a devil worshiper. It doesn't matter. As long as you don't want to force your beliefs, mandate your beliefs through the government, use your particular narrow version of morality to advance, use the government to advance it, then you're a libertarian. And we can get into the long and short of what a libertarian really is later. But in a general sense, if Governor Gary Johnson has a strong, succinct answer to this question, then I think that he'll do well. He started to change his rhetoric a little bit on this. I think he started to say, socially, whatever the hell you want. You know, he's trying, and it's getting better. But if he gets in the debates, a nice, quick, short, succinct answer to that question is going to help him look good in front of the American people and be a lot cooler than Trump and Hillary. I mean, listen, Gary is cooler than Trump or Hillary. I mean, Trump's a little bit cool, and I say that, you know, non-ironically from a literal perspective, because, you know, he's funny, he's got a hotties for Trump page, like he's definitely got some swagger, and that's why I think a lot of people like him, not because of his policies, but because, as we saw on Liberty Viral this morning, they went and asked Trump supporters what his policies were. Liberty Laura, drop that article in here real quick. But they asked Trump what his policies, Trump supporters, what their policies were, and they had no idea. So it's all swag, right? It's all style, no substance. Gary can be a little style and substance, right? Because Gary's cool. Gary smokes weed. He's climbed a mountain on every continent. I mean, that's pretty cool. He was a governor of New Mexico. You know, he climbs mountains. He rides bikes. He's athletic. And he's the freaking libertarian presidential candidate. I mean, by default, you get some coolness. I mean, Bob Barr, I think, objectively got cooler because he became the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. No matter what you think about Bob Barr, right? Moving on. Number three, posture. Wow. What do I think about posture? Now, a little bit of insidery gossip stuff. I think Governor Johnson was actually harmed in an accident where he was in a paragliding accident. That's cool. Talk about that, Gary. He was in a paragliding accident. It almost killed him. I think he fell 50 feet, and he harmed, I believe, his lower back, and he used marijuana at the time to control his pain. Well, good for you, Governor Gary Johnson. You have every opportunity to do that. However, When you're in television interviews or you're in a debate, you cannot sit back and slouch like this, right? Like these kinds of optics matter. And let me tell you why. So because when I was running and campaigning, I had many active and former members of the U.S. military come up to me and say, Austin, were you in the military? And I responded, no, I wasn't, but thank you for your service. And they're like, oh, okay, well, we thought you were one of us because you look like one of us. I'm like, well, what does that mean? Well, you have the posture of a leader. Right, you have the posture of a commander in chief. You know, it's funny because when you talk about optics and whether or not they matter, it matters so much more how you look than what you say. What do I mean by that? Well, when people watch television, I learned this when I was working at Fox. When people watch television, they actually, I think it's more than 50% of people who watch television watch it with the sound off. Now, if you're watching a live stream right now, you're probably watching this because you actually do care what I have to say, not because I'm, you know, an attractive boy or because I have a beautiful set, because neither of those things is necessarily true. You're watching me because you want to know what I have to say, right? It matters what I say. You know, we could take any, like, blonde anchor, insert me here, read off of a teleprompter, and you probably wouldn't watch it because you know it's going to be substanceless. You are watching me now because you want substance. Most people do not watch television specifically for substance. Movies are different. YouTube videos are different. But when you have a television on, like let's say you're in an airport, right? You can't hear the screen generally, right? In the most, for the most part, you're watching what's happening on the screen. Now, what does that mean? That means that the visuals are more important than what you're saying. So if Governor Gary Johnson were to adapt his posture whenever he appears on television, which we've heard he's going to be on the Fox Business Town Hall. Thanks so much, Fox Business, for giving us a town hall after CNN. That was very nice. John Stossel is actually going to moderate it. It's going to be with Governor Johnson and Bill Weld. Posture. Now, Bill Weld is a big dude, right? He's big and tall, and he's got good posture, so he comes off as very presidential. But Governor Gary Johnson, which this could be accident related, or maybe it's just unconscious. He kind of slouches a little bit, and he does these little kind of like what do you call it? Liberty Laura. What does he do? He shrugs. He shrugs a lot, That's a problem because it comes off as not being confident in yourself. And if there's one thing that the American people want, they want a strong leader as president of the United States. I mean, listen, I mean, Donald Trump can shrug, but he's standing up straight, right? And he's got this posture that is a leadership style posture. Those optics really matter. So I'm hoping that whoever is coaching Gary or working with him will listen to me and will help him with that posture. If it's something that he cannot fix simply because of a medical problem, I apologize, Governor, and I hope we can smoke a blunt after all this campaign is over and make peace over the peace pipe. I just lost all my conservative audience right there. Number four, attacks on Hillary. All right, so you're going to have to go after the hill dog at some point, Gary, and that's going to be in the debates, right? I know you don't like to throw stones or whatever, unless it's Donald Trump, but at some point, you've got to go after Hillary. I think siding her with the establishment is one thing, but here's the secret to attacking Hillary. You got to attack Hillary through Donald Trump. What do I mean when I say that? Donald Trump donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Clinton Foundation, Gary. All you got to do is tie Hillary to Trump, put them in the same boat, the same basket, and all of a sudden you've got two for the price of one, right? So you want to attack Hillary by her connections to Donald Trump. And if you've got a crack research team in there, Gary, and I hope you do, have somebody go out there and pull information, not just what is already out there in the media, because there is already a lot, but if there are any private meetings. I mean, I would hire a freaking private investigator. Find out as much as you can about the connections of Donald Trump to Hillary Clinton. Paint them as being in bed together. And then you're going to be able to have a lot of ammunition that you can use against Hill Dog. And you get a two for one thing on there. But you're going to have to go after her at some point, no matter what Bill Weld says, no matter how much he likes her. Number five, attacks on Trump. Okay, so Donald Trump, easy target. You like to go after Trump, Gary. He's like he's your bread and butter. You're not a fan of Donald Trump. Neither am I. He's got multiple weak spots. I don't think Donald Trump is going to be the next president of the United States. As a matter of fact, Liberty Laura and I, she's over there. Liberty Laura and I have a bet. She thinks that She thinks that Donald Trump is going to be the next president of the United States. She's from Kansas. She's surrounded by people who live in the Midwest. Yes. She's surrounded by people who live in the Midwest. And so she's never, you know, she doesn't leave flyover country that often until I let her out. But honestly, I think that Hillary Clinton is going to be the next president of the United States. So when it comes to Donald Trump, he's rife with targets. He's already sinking. He's getting his butt beat in polls everywhere. As a matter of fact, the editor-in-chief of the Daily Caller, Jamie Weinstein, went on television yesterday and said that it's time for the Republicans to negotiate a surrender with Hillary Clinton. I mean, this is nuts. Let me actually read this to you. Jamie Weinstein. I saw this yesterday on the Daily Caller. Negotiated surrender, Hillary. Listen to this. This is nuts. Jamie Weinstein wants a negotiated surrender to Hillary. And this is the terms. Republican leaders agree to, quote, rescind endorsements of Trump in exchange for a Supreme Court seat, rudimentary entitlement reform, a Gang of Eight style immigration bill, a federal minimum wage increase, up or down votes on future Supreme Court nominees, and a few national security appointments. So essentially, the Republicans are already writing off this as a loss. And we've seen Sean Hannity, the Fox News anchor, whose credibility has just gone completely out the window, becoming a shill for Donald Trump. Donald Trump is weak right now. So attacking him is kind of like kicking a guy when he's down. That's fine. He's on the edge of a cliff. Let's find some stuff that we can use to help push him over the other side and hopefully up your percentage points. With Trump supporters, those people don't use logic anyway, so you're probably not going to get a whole lot of Donald Trump supporters. You might get a few, but for the most part, they're doing it out of desperation against Hillary. So you've got to come off as an actual credible challenger, as someone who can actually win if you want to get those kinds of supporters, because they're not doing it for principle. They're not doing it because of what he believes in, because as we know, they don't, as we've seen today on Liberty Viral, they don't know what Donald Trump believes in. It's not about policy. And to them, again, it's about optics. Back to posture, right? Posture will matter. Attacks on Trump will, I think, be effective, but you're really just, you're attacking the guy who's already rolling out the door. If you've got a little bit amount of time and resources, honestly, I think you got to go after Hillary a little bit. So moving on. Number six, Glenn, I had go on Glenn Beck's show, but you did it today, Gary. Well done. And I would say that the only thing that I would say for number six is stop talking about siding with Bernie 75% of the time to conservatives. Okay, if you want to go to a liberal rally and say that you were on I side with and that you aligned with Bernie, it's okay. I don't really want you to do that because I don't think we really do align with Bernie that much. But I think that if you want to use that line, go to a Democratic rally, you know, go to Occupy Wall Street rallies or go to Black Lives Matter. That's the thing, Gary, there are Black Lives Matter events going on across the country. I mean, like, light up a bowl, go out there and share it with some of these Black Lives Matter activists. You want to be a liberal lefty hippie and do that, do it at their rallies. But then when you go to a conservative event or if you're on Glenn Beck's show, you know, you got to kind of rip on Bernie a little bit, right? Because there are things that you disagree with him. It's just about style and it's about rhetoric and it's about timing, Gary. You've got the right solutions. The American people don't know that they want libertarian solutions, but they do. They really do. And you can position yourself to take advantage of all of the anger at Donald Trump that's going on and his losing right now by appealing to the conservatives and bringing those people in. That's going to be the religious liberty issue. That's going to be your posture. That's going to be your attacks on Trump. And you can get those lefties, those Bernieites, those burnouts, the Sanders supporters, you can get those people to come off of their support for the Democratic Party, even though Bernie endorsed Hillary. You can get those people by going and offering that Bernie rhetoric to them. But don't go on Fox News and say that. Don't go on the Glenn Beck show and say that. It's all about knowing your audience, being ready to go before you go on. And if you need any help with that, Gary, you know, give me a call. You've got my cell phone. Anyway, so that's it. Finally, before you guys tune off, don't forget, go to the StonegateInstitute.org. You can be entered to win a replica of my famous pistol. I haven't decided what to do with my famous trash pistol, but I think I'm going to get a nice case for it and immortalize it. Who knows? If I did run for president again, maybe I'd be prepared to give it to whoever the next person is that beats me. if I run again, I'll definitely win. Don't forget, guys, if you don't like ads on the LibertarianRepublic.com, and who does? You can subscribe. $5 a month will help us to help you to support libertarian journalism. Gives you a website with no ads. We always have those listicles, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 ways you can, you know, blah, 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 blah. Those are all on one page. You have to scroll through. That's how we're able to pay for journalism in the digital era. It's just how it is nowadays. But if you don't like ads and you want to support libertarian journalism, if you go to the libertarianrepublic.com today, you can click on the pop-up that shows Thomas Jefferson and says, want TLR ad free. There's also another one on the right-hand side in the sidebar that you can find. Click on that. $5 a month is all it takes. And you're supporting libertarian journalism and you get a beautiful website. And also don't forget to visit our good friend Liberty Laura's site, libertyviral.com. And thank you so much for everything that you guys are doing to support this channel. Don't forget, and if you can't donate to the Stonegate Institute, if you don't want to register as a member to the libertarianrepublic.com, you can always share this live stream onto your feed to help me spread the message of economic freedom and personal liberty at the libertarianrepublic.com.